Welcome to The Morning Drive with St. Luke Lutheran Church of Devon, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at stlukedevon.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
The good news that really sets us free in the story of Jesus is the good news that it's in the suffering and it's in dying that God truly becomes human. We celebrate God coming down to us in the stable in Bethlehem, but it's at the cross of Calvary when God takes that final step toward us. And that means that the victory of Jesus isn't something that just happens on Easter morning. It means that the victory of Jesus is already right there on Good Friday in the middle of the suffering. And that means that the victory of Jesus is completely present right where suffering is happening today in your life and in this world around us. When we see Jesus lifted up on the cross, suffering and dying, we see the beginning of God's new reality. We see that God, instead of sitting on a throne doling out punishment, is willing to go to any length just to be closer to us. It means that during your hardest moments, Jesus is there drawing you to himself. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. It means that as you sit in the raw reality that death claimed someone you love far too soon, Jesus is there suffering with you and drawing you to himself. As you walk into work, convinced that you cannot bear one more 13-hour day, or you wait helplessly for that interview to be granted so that you could go into work and pay your mortgage, Jesus is there suffering with you and drawing you to himself. When circumstances take over that make loving your parent or your spouse or your child or your sibling become more defined by sadness or fear or anger or frustration than it is by joy, Jesus is there, suffering with you and drawing you to himself. The hour has come. Jesus has been lifted up on the cross and is drawing us to himself. And the powers of this world have no power over those who look up at Christ on the cross, at the crucified Jesus. Because when we look at Jesus on the cross in order to understand God, when we look to Jesus suffering and dying as our picture of what God is like, then we become able to see Jesus, to see the face of God in the faces around us that are suffering. Which means that we can know, love, and serve Christ as we act to know, love, and serve whoever is suffering around us. Sometimes that looks like simply listening to someone when they need to talk. Sometimes it looks like offering your time to help someone when they need it. Sometimes it looks like teenagers walking out of school, believing that a better world is possible and that they find far more safety in community than they ever would in weaponry. The hour has come. The play button has been pushed. The story is unfolding. Do you wish to see Jesus? You're not alone in that.